Quick note before we begin. This is for owners who are thinking seriously about selling their business, not a general overview. Private equity is fundamentally reshaping the ownership landscape in UK building services. If we look at 2025, in the fire and security sector alone, there were 184 completed deals. Private equity was involved in 58% of these, and their backed trade buyers accounted for 46% of all activity. The final quarter of that year saw 60 transactions, which was the strongest single quarter on record. This is according to Grant Thornton's annual review. Assets in hard and technical services, things like HVAC, mechanical and electrical, fire, security and compliance, captured roughly 80% of all UK facility services M&A in 2025. This is a significant shift from previous years, where the spread was much wider. If you own a building services business in the UK, with between £2 million and £30 million in EBITDA, you're currently in one of the most heavily consolidated mid-market sectors in the country. The real question isn't whether private equity will approach you, but whether you understand the buyer landscape well enough to choose your partner, and to do so on your own terms. Owners who are considering an exit should begin by rigorously assessing their accreditations, their mix of recurring revenue, and the depth of their management team. These are the three key factors that differentiate a high-value, platform-grade asset from a bolt-on acquisition that commands a lower price. We'll be looking at the specific platforms active in the market, the typical deal multiples you might see, the private equity buy-and-build strategy, and the outlook for 2026 across various subsectors, including HVAC, fire, security, electrical, plumbing, landscaping, pest control, and other related compliance services. So why has UK building services become such an attractive target for private equity? There are three main structural reasons that continue to draw private capital into this sector. Firstly, fragmentation. This creates a clear opportunity for consolidation. There are thousands of independent UK contractors across fire, security, HVAC, plumbing, electrical and landscaping, with most generating less than £10 million in revenue. According to Wilson Partners, the median private transaction EV to EBITDA multiples in fire and security were trending towards 9x by 2024. Smaller standalone targets typically trade at 5 to 7x EBITDA. And it's this arbitrage, the difference between the lower price paid for a bolt-on and the higher value of the overall platform at exit, that funds the entire strategy. Secondly, recurring revenue helps underwrite debt. Maintenance contracts, statutory inspections, and compliance subscriptions generate predictable cash flows. Lenders are more willing to advance debt against these stable recurring revenues than against project work, which allows private equity firms to leverage their acquisitions more aggressively. The ability to securitize these contracted maintenance revenues is seen as one of the key drivers of PE interest. Finally, regulation creates non-discretionary demand. Legislation like the Fire Safety Order, the Building Safety Act, F-Gas regulations, MCS certification, and gas safety obligations directly translate into essential customer spending. Moore Kingston Smith reports that between 2021 and 2024, 64% of private equity deals in facilities services focused on entities providing services in one or more of these areas: fire, security, HVAC, mechanical and electrical, and general maintenance. KPMG's 2026 UK M&A outlook suggests it will be a year where private equity deploys significant capital into attractive entry points, with pipelines for deals rapidly filling up. Pinsent Masons has also reported a notable increase in investment memoranda for new platform processes since late 2025. When a private equity-backed acquirer approaches you, it's helpful to understand which type of buyer they represent. Each archetype approaches a deal differently. First, you have the UK consolidator platforms. These are PE-owned UK businesses that are executing a buy-and-build strategy on a large scale. SureServe, for example, backed by Cap10 Partners after a £214 million take private in July 2023, completed its eighth bolt-on in November 2025 with the international acquisition of the Dutch business, Benarius. Such acquisitions are often financed directly by institutional private credit, a common structure where these large lenders underwrite the entire M&A program. These platforms pay strategic value because every bolt-on acquisition improves the eventual exit multiple of the parent company. Secondly, there are UK strategic acquirers. These are larger trading groups, perhaps alumni of Marlowe PLC divisions, listed companies, or established multi-regional service groups, who acquire selectively to fill specific geographic or service line gaps. They typically pay more disciplined multiples. Listed players in the fire and security sector, for instance, traded at a median of 7.4 times EV to EBITDA, according to Wilson Partners, which is below the 9 times median for private transactions. This is often why they lose out in competitive processes to their PE-backed rivals. Next, we see international strategics entering the UK. American and European groups increasingly view the UK as a regulated high-margin market with mature reporting standards. Cross-border M&A saw a surge in 2021 and 2022, with US acquirers particularly seeking a UK presence, and this trend has continued into 2025. Grant Thornton suggests that UK-based fire and security platforms might become targets for international players looking to establish a European or UK foothold in 2026. Fourthly, there are US private equity firms specifically seeking UK platform entry. These US PE firms, with their North American building services portfolios, are increasingly seeing the UK as a greenfield opportunity. For example, Blackstone-backed Legends, which focuses on commercial HVAC and MEP, and Altus Partners, Leonard Green-backed Pye Barker Fire and Safety, are both running aggressive bolt-on programs. Pye Barker completed at least 7 announced acquisitions in just the fourth quarter of 2025 alone. The natural next step for several of these firms is a beachhead acquisition in the UK or Europe. Finally, we have family offices and search funds. Deals in the lower mid-market, typically with an EBITDA between £500,000 and £3 million, are increasingly attracting family offices, independent sponsors, and search funds. These groups operate with patient capital and have lower return expectations. They typically pay 4 to 6 times EBITDA and often prefer owner-managed founder businesses where the original owners are happy to remain involved post-deal. Now, let's consider EBITDA multiple ranges, which vary by subsector and by the scale of the business. Multiples in 2026 are stratified, meaning they differ based on the sector, the size of the company, its mix of recurring revenue, and the depth of its accreditations. For a smaller business, say, between £500,000 and £2 million EBITDA, fire safety might achieve 5 to 7 times. Security systems, also 5 to 7 times. HVAC or MEP, 4.5 to 6.5 times. Electrical compliance, 4 to 6 times. Plumbing and heating, 4 to 5.5 times. Pest control, 5 to 7 times. Commercial landscaping, 4 to 5.5 times. And compliance or inspection services, 6 to 8 times. Moving to platform-ready businesses, those with between £2 million and £10 million EBITDA, the multiples increase significantly. Fire safety could be 8 to 10 times, security systems 7.5 to 9.5 times, HVAC or MEP 7 to 9 times, electrical compliance 6.5 to 8.5 times, plumbing and heating 5.5 to 7.5 times, pest control 7 to 9.5 times, commercial landscaping 5.5 to 7 times, and compliance or inspection services 8 to 11 times. For a strategic platform, businesses with over £10 million EBITDA, the multiples are even higher. Fire safety could reach 10 to 13 times. Security systems, 9.5 to 12 times. HVAC or MEP, 9 to 12 times. Electrical compliance, 8.5 to 11 times. Plumbing and heating, 7.5 to 9.5 times. Pest control, 9.5 to 12 times. Commercial landscaping, 7 to 9 times. And compliance or inspection services, 11 to 14 times. These reference points are supported by global indices. For example, the Lincoln Facilities Services Index closed the fourth quarter of 2025 at 15.3 times EV to EBITDA, and the S&P 1500 Environmental and Facilities Services Index was at 16.3 times. These represent public company premium multiples. UK private mid-market deals happen at a notable discount to these public benchmarks, but the overall trend is upwards as international capital flows in. Where your business sits within these ranges is determined by granular value drivers. Your recurring revenue ratios, contract durations, your accreditation stack, and any customer concentration limits. Any owner benchmarking their own multiple should rigorously assess the quality of their EBITDA, accounting for working capital adjustments and net debt definitions before approaching any buyer. The headline multiple is, after all, only one of four factors that determine the cash you receive at completion. Let's look at the buy and build playbook that private equity firms use. Private equity doesn't merely acquire companies, it builds them through a series of acquisitions into a larger platform that is later sold to an even bigger buyer, typically at a higher valuation. The arithmetic behind this is quite systematic. The first step is to acquire the platform itself. A PE fund will buy an anchor business, often with between £3 and £8 million of EBITDA, paying something like 7 to 9 times that figure. This anchor business needs a strong management team, scalable systems, a good base of recurring revenue, and a defensible market position. Step 2 involves bolting on smaller businesses at lower multiples. These smaller targets, typically with an EBITDA of between £300,000 and £1.5 million, are acquired at 4 to 6 times EBITDA. Once integrated, they immediately re-rate to the higher multiple of the overall platform. Capstone Partners notes that private equity add-on acquisitions in HVSE rose by 88.2% year-on-year in the first half of 2025 alone. To illustrate, a £1 million EBITDA business bought for £5 million. When sold as part of a £15 million EBITDA platform at 10 times multiple, contributes £10 million of value, not just the original £5 million. The third step is operational value creation. Private equity sponsors introduce professional reporting systems, encourage cross-selling of maintenance contracts, centralize procurement, and bring in new commercial leadership. The goal here is to achieve between 10 and 20% organic EBITDA growth, all while expanding through more M&A. Finally, the exit. After a period of 3 to 7 years, the platform is sold. This could be through a secondary buyout, a trade sale to another company, or an initial public offering. SureServe's journey under Cap10 is a good example. 5 UK bolt-ons, then international expansion into the Netherlands, ultimately building a multi-service platform that attracts the next tier of buyer. For owners, selling early